flood-prone areas in Albany are getting relief. Officials are taking steps to counter the perennial problem. Elberon Place near Washington Park and the Woodlawn Avenue neighborhood near the Little League and Babe Ruth ballfields are two areas particularly vulnerable to flooding during heavy rainstorms. The city sewer line commonly carries both sewage and rain runoff. But when too much water falls from the skies too quickly, nasty, smelly backups are often the result. 10th Ward Councilwoman Leah Golby.
There are neighbors that have gone through this multiple times over the years who have lived in these areas of Pine Hills. Both Hanson Alley and Reichman Alley both got flooded.
Resident Karen Guda tells News Channel 13.
Every August, the stress of having to come and think about that there's going to be another storm and that could possibly happen again is more than I can handle.
In August 2008, her backyard and basement were submerged by sewage-laden water. It happened again 2 years ago when 3 inches of rain came down in a half hour. For those folks in that Woodlawn Park area, Golby says the breaking point came in the wake of that major storm when several homes and yards were flooded.
My colleague Judy Doshate, along with some of our other colleagues, we first organized a large community meeting that we held at New Scotland Elementary School maybe a month after the flood in 2014. And at that, we heard the stories of the devastation is really where that was driven home. And so after that meeting, Councilmember Doshate said, you know, I really think we need to work towards finding a solution. And she suggested that the Neighborhood Association start an ad hoc flooding work group committee.
Neighbors eventually got together with city officials. A green solution was found. Construct wetlands able to hold back 500,000 gallons of rainfall from underground water infrastructure during a storm. Already, crews have cleared trees and are digging a pond beyond the nearby Babe Ruth outfield fence. The $1.9 million project is funded with a Green Innovation Grant Program award from the New York State Environmental Facilities Corporation, along with funds from the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation and the Albany Water Board. Water Board Commissioner Joe Coffey says the wetlands plan includes creating a pond and seeding an assortment of aquatic plant life to absorb rainwater. And then there's that Elberon Place project on the other side of Pine Hills. Relief for that oft-flooded neighborhood is coming sooner than planned, thanks to a massive sinkhole that opened up at the corner of Elberon and South Lake Avenue in early August after a major water main failed. Coffey says plans call for a new storm sewer from Quail Street to Washington Park Lake.
Part of that would be to put a 60-inch storm sewer in this intersection right next to where we had the sinkhole. So while we were doing the construction, we felt it prudent at this point to put that storm sewer in at this time, rather than going back 3 or 4 or 5 months from now and then digging the intersection up again.
Getting the new line in while the ground is open may have delayed sinkhole repairs, but Golby feels it makes sense.
Part of the reason that South Lake has been taking so long for them to repair is that they knew they were going to be doing the Elberon work soon and they were going to have to open up the road again. So rather than waiting a few weeks to do the work, they're getting some of the work done for the Elberon project now while the street is open.
Back at Woodlawn Park, water detention tanks will be installed underneath the ball field. The computer-controlled tanks can hold 750,000 gallons of storm water, mitigating flooding and overflows into the Beaver Creek watershed, which handles about a quarter of the city's storm water runoff. While trees were removed to construct the wetland, new ones are being planted. Additionally, the Babe Ruth Ballpark will have its outfield regraded, its drainage improved, and a new bullpen will be built. Work is expected to be completed by November. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.